You're listening to More Perfect Marketing, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs always on the lookout for smart marketing ideas to keep their business moving forward. And now, here's your host, David Baer.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. My name is David Baer, and today I have the great pleasure of speaking with Ronaldo Santana, who is going to be talking about a really fascinating, maybe sort of secret back door into marketing and advertising for for-profit businesses that the nonprofit world knows about. So I'm not going to say anything more because I don't want to give away the punchline here. But Ray, welcome to the show.
Thank you, David. It's great to be here.
So you have a several businesses, but the one we're going to be talking about today is a company called Impact Annex. What is that?
Great question, David. So Impact Annex, we are an organization where we help for-profit organizations create a philanthropic arm to their business, which means we're going to create a digital nonprofit that's all tailored to give before you receive, right? So what that means is basically, if you're a for-profit, you know what you're selling, you know what your product and services are, you know exactly what that is because you are the owner of that business. So rather than pitching, how about if you educate people on what you do? Educate people on how you help people and educate people on the pain points that you're solving. So it's taking that creative approach of educating first the folks that you're trying to pitch. And then what happens is once we have this digital nonprofit that's all about giving, then we position this grant, which we focus on called the Google Nonprofit Grant. This grant gives you $120,000 of Google ad credit that can be used to advertise your organization. And the great thing about this, David, is that this grant is for a lifetime, right? Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen is that you put those two things together and you're going to achieve your charity goals and you're going to achieve your financial bottom line for your company. At the same time, also, you're going to be a thought leadership in your space. You're going to stand out from your competitors. There'll be more goodwill. You're going to build trustworthiness, build your reputation, build authority, overall impacting people worldwide. Bam.
I love that, particularly the non-Emerald-esque bam at the end. Now, I know you're in Massachusetts, and I know Emeril Lagasse was from Massachusetts, although I think he's down in New Orleans, so that's the only way I could connect the bams together. I love this concept because it really speaks to a couple of things that, as marketers, we think about a lot. Number one, educate to sell. And yes, that's something that, you know, in marketing in general, is incredibly useful because a well-informed buyer is going to be a better buyer. They're likely going to be a buyer who is with you, has longer continuity and longer retention, might be a more likely to be an advocate for your business. So educate to sell is something that I love. The other thing that I love about this is the concept of reciprocity. And that's another thing that, you know, we marketers talk about a lot. If you look back to Robert Cialdini and his great book Influence about the different things that inform how humans behave, well, mm-hmm. reciprocity is a really big factor in getting people to say yes to a buying opportunity. And it sounds like this really feeds into both of those things.
Yes, I have to agree with you 100%. I mean, we can both agree that today the consumer is definitely doing a lot more due diligence than before. They're going on Google and searching, how do I do this? Or what's the difference between A or B, right? What are the steps to do this and this and this? So there's a lot more empowerment of the consumer to learn something themselves and a lot more due diligence on the competitors and companies out there. So it's really important today is to, of course, have your digital blueprint up there, but be one of the leading companies when it comes to educating folks out there, because anyone can do it right now. They can Google search a product, like for example a lawyer. You'll find ads everywhere on the first page, second page of Google. But if you search, learning more about immigration law, you may have maybe one ad and that's it, or not really a lot of people teaching about the different types of laws out there. So this is why, as an example, lawyers make a great example, or as a client for me, because we need more lawyers educating. Now, I'm sure many lawyers out there listening right now are saying, yeah, but we're not allowed to solicit business. And that's completely true. Same thing as financial advisors. But you're allowed to educate people, or you're allowed to even have a digital nonprofit about a cause that you care about. No matter what, when people see you and they see that you also have a nonprofit, it changes the whole ballgame, because we all have grown up with nonprofit means great people, good heart, they're pure, right? They're helping people, they're giving back. And that's what it should be as a business owner as well. Give back, educate people on what you know already. And what's going to happen is, as you educate people, right? As a lawyer, let's say you educate people on immigration law, provide one free workshop for 30 minutes. All this traffic from that 10,000 is going to this webinar or this presentation, and people are going to have to give you their first name, last name, email to see the content. You're building this mailing list in the back end, right? And what's going to happen is that you can say, hey, John, thanks for downloading my webinar on immigration law. If there's anything I can help you with, here's my website. Glad to support you and answer your questions. What's going to happen is that that consumer is going to be like, wow, this lawyer just provided me 30 minutes of free consultation on a subject that I am learning to learn more about, or I need help with. He just proved to me that, you know, he knows exactly what he's talking about. Let me give him business just because of that, you know? So what's good about this ad, Grant, is, Dave, this is every single month. So you can test different things out. It can be a podcast, a webinar, presentation, blogs, courses, workshops, you name it, different angles. And whatever works, you can just optimize those ads and be happy.
I love the way that you speak about it, the passion that you're using, you know, to describe this scenario here. What I'm curious to know, kind of how this all came about, because you have kind of a varied and interesting background, and I wonder if you can sort of walk us back a little bit to sort of what brought you here to this particular project today.
Yes, so all started in 2020. I was working for a company called VR Engineers. They are a virtual reality company. My background, Dave, last 10 years, I've been in tech, working with VR, AR, and well, COVID came, and like anyone else, something happened in your life. Unfortunately, I got laid off. It sucked because I was married recently, and I'm like, oh no, I'm married. I have no job now, and thank God I have a saving account, but like, now what? And so then I started to think about, all right, well, I have time to spare. What do I really want to do? And I thought about real estate, and I got into real estate, and got myself my license, my Series 63, got myself a coach, got an internship with a friend, and went to, you know, these universities to get certified in commercial real estate analysis, investments, et cetera. And then I started my own business, and I'm like, all right, well, I have a good track record in tech, but not in real estate. So how can people trust me? How can they understand if, you know, am I worthy enough to partner up for deals? So I had to think very creative. So I went to my, you know, one day I went to my office space. I met this kid named Brendan, who now works with me at ImpactNX, and he knew how to achieve this Google ad grant. And I told him, dude, can you teach me how to do this? Can you help me? Because I like to see if I can bring all this traffic to my website, build that trust with folks, and see if I can get partnerships and get leads, et cetera. And he's like, yeah, sure. So, you know, he charged me. I paid him. He taught me. And then, you know, while that's happening, you know, a few months go by, I'm seeing leads come in left and right for my business, and it's working. It's booming. I'm like, holy crap, this is amazing. So then I just started, you know, in my office, just thinking literally for like 2-3 hours, just daydreaming. And I'm like, this can impact many, many people out there, not just in real estate, but in many different industries. And I'm like, this goes with my model, which is, in life, before I pass away, my goal is to impact 1 billion lives, either by myself or with partners and with other people that follow that same dream. And I'm like, you know what? I'm ambitious enough. I'm going to start another business called ImpactNX, and we're going to help business owners do this for profit, and also help nonprofit, because we have seen cases where nonprofits don't know about this grant, and they're not tech savvy, and I'm tech savvy, and I love to teach, and I love to help people. So that's really how things got started. And then within a few months, it's just been testing to perfect it, so that I can guarantee anybody that does this to get the grants, I can guarantee them a 501(c) status, which is hard to say, but I can say it now. it took money and time to make all this happen, but I'm happy to I'm happy on where we are today and be able to scale up. And it's not the ending. This is the beginning, Dave, of a great journey, because we're looking to expand globally on this, because I think it can impact many, many lives out there.
I love that. And so you're not just helping with the advertising piece of it or getting the grant. You're sort of helping a for-profit business do the application, get a 501c3, get sort of all of the pieces of the puzzle in place. Which is fascinating. I mean, I certainly know of plenty of marketing agencies out there who say, if you're a nonprofit, we can help you, you know, set up this account. But you're actually talking about helping a for-profit business do good by helping others, right?
Right.
And leverage that notoriety. So it's really more about an extension of their business or you know, a repositioning of their business to be able to do good and get more attention for their for-profit activities without really bending or even breaking any rules around the nonprofit activity.
You got it, David. You got it. It's amazing, right?
That's beautiful. And I think, you know, there are a great many motivated businesses out there who either are already supporting a cause that isn't their own cause, or even may, you know, have started something on the side that they are using with the strategic intent that you are talking about, but they haven't married all of the pieces together in the way that you have. I'm curious, you've been doing this for a while. What sorts of businesses is this most effective with?
Definitely lawyers, financial advisors, really any job role where you're not allowed to solicit. This is the best program to be a part of. You can make a big change. You can increase lead gen, everything again, legally, which is great. It's also great for folks that have businesses where your clients are always on Google searching for your type of product or service, which is great. It's great for, I mean, the biggest impact are for, you know, professional services. It can be for small, medium businesses, because $10,000 a month, I mean, for anyone who can save that money, it's amazing. For corporate, I mean, yeah, this can work for you, but $10,000 won't really make a difference that much. But hey, if you're open to free money, why not? But definitely those type of folks that I mentioned.
And what you gave an example a few minutes ago about, you know, what an attorney might do in terms of sharing or teaching, giving educational content as sort of their nonprofit deliverable. What mm-hmm. what other creative nonprofit deliverables, you know, either have you seen or have you and your clients developed?
In terms of marketing strategies, like the podcast or
whatever it is that is fulfilling their nonprofit mm-hmm. obligation.
Got it. So what Google cares about and what nonprofit really, why I call it digital nonprofit is just a website. And the most important thing is that it's all content based. And it's up to the client to understand or to decide how they want to deliver that content. The way I do things is, you know, I tend to have three calls. First call is just to understand more about the business, for profit, what their goals are, where they're stuck, where they want to be in terms of revenue, understand where are their audience currently. And then the second call is mostly about, all right, based on what you told us, here are some of the ones that we suggest in terms of what to do, how to find people, how to get them to this funnel. And then the third one's about, all right, great. Now we have the grant. Now we're going to bring this traffic to your marketing engine, but also you have to understand how to use Google Ads because you'd be surprised. 50% of this is getting the grant, easy. The other 50% is understanding very well how to use Google Ads. If you're not really good at Google Ads, you're not going anywhere and this will not be effective. So I recommend for those folks listening, either you have someone that's really good at Google Ads or you get some training, get certified by Google, or outsource it to, you know, to ImpactNX or someone else. But that's really crucial because one thing you have to learn is that Google for this program provides no support. They have heavy documentation, but you cannot speak to no one. You can't email anybody. They don't tell you the do's and don'ts. They don't share with you best practices, right? And that's what we built in a support for folks that are in that area. So when it comes to, you know, working with these nonprofits that are for profits, is sharing with them those best practices and how to use Google Ads very effectively and tools like Zapier to automate all of that so that they can get the results, you know, within the first 6 months.
So, I mean, it's interesting because as I'm hearing you talk about it, the nonprofit piece of this doesn't seem like it's that critical to be substantial, I guess, it needs to fill a role for the funnel for the business. It also obviously needs to fulfill the, you know, federal laws and obligations of any nonprofit, but it's not like building out an entire nonprofit organization.
Nope. That's why I call it digital, because it's just a website with content. The only obligation you have is to pay annually for the filing, and that's it. Don't receive donations. No, just keep it nice and simple. It's just a website with content, and that's it. And if you like to go deeper, right? I mean, we can help someone go the extra step, which is on the nonprofit side of things. For those folks that don't know or do know, if you're going to receive donations, I recommend doing the 1023 long form that allows you to receive more than $50,000 in donations. If you do that, great, good for you. It's a bit longer to get the 501c status, about 4 to 6 months. However, once those donations come in, you can use it for expansion of your nonprofit programs, right? That's number one. Number two, which is the most important one, is if you have a really good accountant, you can make it so that you pay little to no taxes because your for-profit begins to communicate and work with your nonprofit. So for example, if you have a for-profit, you can donate your time to the nonprofit and write that off, right? If you spend money onto incorporating this nonprofit and making it X, Y, and Z, you know, big and great, that money you invested can be reimbursed back to you from the nonprofit. So there's a lot of tax strategies there involved and benefits by going towards the longer form.
And we should hasten to add that neither of us, to the best of my knowledge, is a tax professional, and therefore you should consult your own before going down this path.
That is true, David. Thank you so much for that disclaimer. I forgot to say.
So I'm curious. There's a couple of stories on your website about sort of the case studies that you have about Brandon and about Jason. Do you want to walk us through one or both of those?
Yeah. So Jason is all about infinity investing. Or fitting in banking, if you guys have mm-hmm. heard of that before, and basically using the whole life insurance policies to kind of use it as a bank. And he was looking for ways to find clients.
So that's kind of like what you might call, I don't know, lifetime income or something like that for retirees. Okay, got it.
Yep, it's great because it works like a bank and no one can touch that money except yourself. You can borrow against yourself, which is great. So he was looking for ways to increase his business in terms of lead gen. So, you know, he came to us, no website, no marketing strategy, just, you know, working with referrals, working with warm contacts. And Brendan, believe it or not, is friends with Jason. He referred him to us, and we started working on his website. And this is an earlier case study. So if you see his website, the front page is completely basic. It's like green and white, a little content here and there, enough to, you know, get the grant, because there's a website policy you have to follow, by the way. And after that, once you get the grant, we started working on the landing pages, because you can have more than one landing pages and assign different amount of money grant of the Google ad to these landing pages to bring traffic to test. You know, it's called A and B testing, which I'm sure you guys know, marketing. Mm-hmm. And the ones that are working, you want to optimize, and those that don't work, you want to just chop it up or modify. Anyways, he created a beautiful landing page, you know, gold and black, nice, beautiful colors, nice little video, 30 seconds introducing himself, throwing some golden nuggets on the landing pages. And, you know, he has a nice call to action, says, you know, if you don't want to pay taxes, click here, which is great. People click there, you know, ask for your first name, last name, email, and it takes them to a webinar where he teaches about infinite banking for 30 minutes. And within that 30 minutes, he proved himself very well, providing great knowledge, information. And the call to action is, hey, book a time with me on my calendar to talk about how we can get started today. And that for him has worked remarkable. Literally from day and night, it took about 2 months to get really all leads coming in. But even that, I mean, he has about 50 appointments per week and he's a one man show right now. So to get on the phone with him, like myself, really hard because he's too busy. And that's a good problem to be busy. So that's someone who kind of didn't know anything about it within 2 months. His business tripled, it's automated. So all the money that was investing in, you know, advertising online, you know, basically door knocking, gas is expensive, right? So going around, that was tough. And that he was able to just slash those prices or slash those expenses and focus now on this online engine that works 24/7. And once I got once again, it's not 10,000 of his own money, it's Google's money. And so that's Jason.
I love that. You know, as I'm hearing you talk about this, my big concern in all of this is making sure that the for-profit is fully protected. And, you know, there's probably a line that one could cross where you have to be careful, you know, that you are really fulfilling the expectation of the 501(c)(3) status. It is hard to say, isn't it? Yes. And so that's where I think somebody like you really can come in to help make sure that they're not just going to, you know, put together, because what you just described could be a fully commercial funnel, right? Yes. And yet there's probably some subtleties in there that you've included to ensure that the nonprofit obligations are delivered.
That's 100% correct. And the cool thing is that I will work with people and tell them exactly what to do and what not to do, but also there's Google behind my shoulders also looking at your accounts. So this is a cool thing to know that Google, every other month, they look at your website and what you're doing. And they either have an actual person 1 month or they have some sort of algorithm AI thing looking at your website content. So they will flag you if they see any sort of commercial activity. So we'll learn how to work around that to make sure everything's it's nice and teddy, right? And legal so that Google won't come back and hit you hard. Again, it happened to me. And that's why, again, within those 6-7 months of going it through myself, my accounts have been suspended. I've lost them. I mean, I had to go through a lot of trial and error to really make this happen. And for example, a stupid thing one person can do that you wouldn't know. If you add a debit or credit card to your Google Ad account for nonprofit, it interrupts the grant. Who would know that? Yeah, yep. Exactly. So there's small things like that that can interrupt. And if you make changes to your website dramatically, like day from night, within 24 hours, you can bet that within the first 2 months, they're going to suspend your account as well. So these sort of things I had to learn on my own. But again, Google doesn't tell you that. And that's what you're investing into is a system that works. Someone who's tried it, been in your shoes in terms of trial and error, and getting guaranteed of, you know, the nonprofit status and also the grants. And by the way, I didn't mention, we have a Facebook group for our members where at any time they have access to ask us all the questions, concerns. They'll listen to myself and Brennan give a weekly live to share more best practices and new updates because Google keeps updating their platform and new changes. One has to be aware of what those changes are and adapt to them as well.
It's fascinating. So I was going to ask you sort of how does the structure of your business work? But before you dive into that, I'm sort of just thinking out loud that while Google is certainly a key player here, another key player is probably the Federal Trade Commission. And that's regardless of whether you're a for-profit or nonprofit, an area that most of us in the marketing space never really think about. And most business owners absolutely never think about, but that there are things that we do on our websites or online that could, if we don't observe the rules that the FTC has in place, get us in a lot of hot water, claims that you make, et cetera. So it, obviously there's a lot more to it than what we've discussed here. And so having a professional who understands all these things to be able to guide you through all of that is critical. So tell me a little bit about how you support clients. What is the structure of that relationship?
Yeah. So when it comes to support, We're an open book. Like I mentioned, you can be someone who loves to read heavy documentation from Google, but unfortunately, they'll take it to a certain level. If Google had better training, better support, I would not have gone through many trial and error and spend money and time on this. So that's why I saw an opportunity where, you know what, if I can create a support group, this could be huge for people. So when it comes to support, Dave, every member has access to a private group where, you know, once you pay, it's you're there forever. You don't have to pay again to get the support.
Okay, so it's great. It's not like an ongoing membership. It's a single fee for your services.
That's right. A single fee. That's it. It's yours. And we're going to help you and teach you how to do it as well while we do it with you. So it's like a hybrid model, which is great because once you know how to do it, you can do it again down the road. There's no limitation to how many grants you can get or how many nonprofits you want to open up. There's no limit. So it can be X and Y and Z, which is great. But yes, so once you have access to this basically on a weekly basis, we have a Facebook Live where there for 1 hour, we answer questions that anyone has. If they want to submit things to us to review, we'll take a look at it and send it back. We'll share best practices, new things that Google Ad platform comes up with, new updates to make people aware of, new policies, because sometimes they keep changing their policies and then you can't use a certain word like housing. And one day you're surprised with a big red notification banner on your profile saying, you know, suspended, or it'll say, you know, don't do this. Your ads are off. And sometimes they give you these stupid, vague reasons. You're like, yes. What? What are you talking about? What? Where?
I have been there many a time. Your account has been limited. Your account has been restricted. So it is, and it can be scary because it's that big banner at the top, right? So I understand.
Know. It's like, exactly. So, which by the way, if your account gets error suspended, we can now help you with that too. Before we couldn't, but now we can. We kind of figure out ways to get them to reactivate accounts. So that's important to know. But aside from that, you can stay in the group as long as you want and get this free value basically as you keep growing your nonprofit. And these same best practices that we teach can be applied to your for-profit Google Ads campaigns as well. So it works.
Well, this has been really cool. So I got one more question, which is folks are interested in learning more about your services, what you do, where can they best find you?
Yeah, the best place is the website, www.impactnx.org. Right there, I have a simple website. The majority call to action will take you to my webinar, which is for a half hour. Sorry, folks. That's right, half hour. And you listen basically about the whole concept from A to Z. And then the call to action at the end is basically booking a call with me on Zoom. And there for half hour, we're going to kind of understand your questions, answer your concerns, and see if we're a good fit with each other to kind of start this program. I tell folks, hey, everything's on Google Nonprofit page right there. They can read it. They can do it themselves. That works. If you're not confident about the steps yourself or you're not tech savvy, come to us. We're happy to service you and help you out. And that's really about it. It's about impacting the world together. And I think if more businesses do this, we can definitely help the economy. We can definitely create new jobs, definitely give back and kind of share that mentality with young folks that are becoming entrepreneurs, starting their own businesses. So they can kind of have that mindset of, I want to do business so I can help people, impact people, but also support my financial goals. Perfect. That's how it should be.
Well, I love that combination. I love the ingenuity of this entire concept. And thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you, Dave, for having me. And thank you, everybody, for listening today on the podcast.
Oh, sweet. All right. Well, folks, this has been another episode of More Perfect Marketing. If you have somebody in your life you know could benefit from listening, please send them our way. In the meantime, we look forward to seeing you back here again real soon. Take care.
You have been listening to More Perfect Marketing. For a collection of 26 smart marketing cheat sheets to help you master your marketing, please visit getdavidsgift.com. That's getdavidsgift.com. Once again, thanks for listening to More Perfect Marketing.